Turn with me this morning to Psalm chapter 69. Psalm chapter 69. As we continue a series of messages of healing and hope in an ever-present God, this morning we're looking at purpose in times of trouble. Purpose in times of trouble. Psalm 69, we're going to read verses 1 through 3. I highly encourage you to read the whole chapter of Psalm 69 this week. Verse 1. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Let us pray. God, You are higher than any other. God, as people of faith, help us, Lord, to realize You are in control. And You're so much higher than our thoughts or even our imaginations. You're awesome. And yet You allow us this morning in this place to worship You. God, we continue to look to You and exalt You even in the reading of Your Word. God, please speak through me to the sheep, to the flock of Cooper Baptist Church this morning. And may we, Lord, find purpose even in troublesome times. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. What a psalm. What some verses in God's Word of someone experiencing trouble, experiencing a trial. He felt like he was sinking. Where I grew up in Nebo, I've told you before, many of you, about Hemp's Creek. I spent a lot of time on that creek. And in Hemp's Creek, there are places where the current goes around a bend, and when you step off fishing, you can step in sand that really it has no bottom. It's shifting sand. And it's called a sinkhole. There are also sinkholes in Catahoula Lake just right down the road. And if you're not careful, you can get in that sinkhole and not pay it any attention. And next thing you know, you're knee deep in sand and you're in water. So it is very dangerous to have no standing underneath you, no solid ground or solid rock underneath you when you're in water. And this is how this psalmist felt, that the water was coming up and there was no standing for him to stand on in this troublesome time that he was experiencing. He also said, to the other extreme from being in something in water where he cannot stand and is coming up above you, to he cried out so much that his throat was dry even. So he one extreme from almost drowning to the other extreme of his being so dry that his throat was dry. That's two extremes, is it not? And isn't it that when you and I go through trials and tribulations and troubled times, isn't it something how our emotions can be from one extreme to the other? One extreme to the other when we are in troublesome times. That's called emotions. And yet, as God's people, we're called to find purpose. We're called to be faithful in troublesome times. Faithful. Committed. To persevere during troublesome times. Even though our emotions can be from one extreme to the other, we are to be faithful and have purpose in times of trouble. Now, when we're experiencing these extremes in our emotions, and we are in trials, tribulations, trouble times, is there purpose in it all? What is the purpose of going through troublesome times? You may be experiencing at this very moment extreme hardship, extreme trouble and trials in your life. You may be experiencing that at this very moment in your life. So finding purpose in it. I talked this week to Miss Shelby Harris. Miss Shelby's not here, Brother Joe. Miss Shelby's not here. They usually sit over there. They didn't get permission from me to go out of town. They're out of town. I'm glad she was able and felt like going. Okay? But I was sitting in their living room and I knew how God was leading me to preach this morning. And I said, Miss Shelby, you've experienced some hard times. She's been battling cancer for years. She's a hero to many people. And I said, Miss Shelby, I'm going to preach on purpose in troubled times. Can you help me? You know, as a preacher, I'm always looking for a good outline, good illustration. And some of the things I'm going to be sharing with you this morning came from the lips of Miss Shelby Harris. Okay? So, as we were discussing purpose in troubled times, one thing that we came up with was that we may give glory to God. To give glory to God is a purpose in all of our lives. You know, we're good at giving glory to God on our good days, and we as Americans, when everything is going so well and stuff, we want to put God on the back burner and do our own thing. So sometimes when we go through troublesome times, we need to give God glory on those days too. Okay? So we need to give glory to God. In Genesis chapter 50, I love the story of Joseph, how he was sold into slavery by his brothers who were jealous of him. And from slavery, he was thrown into prison. He was accused of something that he did not do. And from being a slave in prison, he became, with God's help, the prime minister of the most powerful nation on earth during that time. That was Egypt. And one thing that happened in Joseph's life was that he saved many people, because God shared through Pharaoh's dream that there was going to be a famine in the land. Well, anyway, his brothers had to come and get food. Now, Joseph had the power of life or death in his hands over his brothers. And their father died. Jacob died. And his brothers come to him fearing for their lives. And listen what Joseph said to his brothers. Genesis chapter 50, verses 19 and 20. Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." So instead of becoming bitter and angry, Joseph blessed his brothers, blessed his family, and said, "You meant evil towards me, but God blessed it, and God meant it for good to save many people." That's giving God glory, is it not? He was glorying, giving God glory. And so a purpose going through trouble is to give God glory in it. To give. Now, when we're hurting, that's hard to do, isn't it? And yet how we live and how we respond and how we react to trouble can give God glory, whether we have a smile on our face or not. It's how we live and how Joseph gave God glory in this. Esther chapter 4, verse 14 is another great Old Testament story of giving God glory, in that Esther was in a place to be queen with the king. And you see, there was an evil man trying to destroy God's people, the Jews. And Esther's uncle, Mordecai, said to Esther, sent word to her and said that you are in the place you're at right now for such a time as this. In other words, God can use you right where you're at. Right where you're at. Whether you're in troublesome times, and that was some troublesome times. If she entered into the king's presence without him giving the okay, she could have been put to death. And her own people were about to go and be put to death. That was some troublesome times. So when we're experiencing troubled times, we need to give God glory and realize that we're here. We're a child of God for such a time as this to give God glory in it. You're in the predicament that you're in. Sometimes it's our own making. Sometimes there's consequences to sin. Other times it is you're there to be a witness. To be a witness for such a time as this. To give God glory. Another purpose in times of trouble, that we may be proved and refined and complete. James chapter 1 verse 4, we read it last Sunday. And the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, so that you will be complete, wanting nothing. And that word complete or perfect does not mean that we become sinless. But he is talking to God's people, and that word complete or perfect means mature. To become mature, to be proved, to be complete in the faith. You see, the trying of our faith in these trials that we are experiencing many times is to give God glory and to be a witness in it. But it's also to prove to ourselves that God is in control. To prove to ourselves that God is faithful. And to prove to ourselves that God has brought me through this far. And God is with me today through these troubles. So also it is to refine us. It says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 through 7 that the trying of your faith is like refined gold. It's like precious gold that's being refined by fire. So it's to refine us to, you know, our faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ that brings us joy in times of trouble. It's being refined to get the impurities out of it. And what is the impurities? What does it mean to be perfect, to be complete, to be refined, to be a mature Christian? A mature Christian does not rely on themselves. A mature, complete Christian only relies on the Lord God for strength and for encouragement and for all the things that we need to make it through trials. An immature Christian relies on self-effort. A babe in Christ will rely on others, at what others perceive about them and what others others will do for them or what they can do. But a mature, complete, perfect Christian, mature in the faith, only relies on God. Now, God uses many things, does He not? He uses other people to help us. He does many things. But a complete, perfect person in Christ relies only on Christ. Everyone say, that's Bible. If you disagree, take it up with God, because He's the one that said it. So, a purpose is to prove us, to refine us, and complete us, relying on God. It's like the little boy that I read about. Little boy, the mother asked her son to go into the pantry and get a can of tomato sauce. He was a little boy, and he knew the pantry was dark. And he didn't want to go into the pantry, the food pantry, to get a can of tomato sauce because he was scared of the dark. Big kids can be like that too. But his mother said, "Son, don't worry. Jesus will be in there with you," trying to teach him a life lesson. So he got a little closer to the pantry and he thought a moment. And he opens the door into that dark pantry and he says, "Jesus, hand me a can of tomato sauce." His mama said that he was going to be in there. Please listen, a mature, complete, perfect Christian. Not that we're sinless. Not that you and I become supermen or superwomen and put a big S on our shirt. I'm Superman or I'm Supergirl. No. Someone that's complete in the faith says Christ and Christ alone. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. And when we sing, "By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will understand it better by and by," because we trust in God. That's a purpose. To prove us, to refine us, and complete us. Also, from the words, Miss Shelby's lips, that we may draw closer together. That we may draw closer together. So I had to find a passage of Scripture. It was easy though. It was easy. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 9. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 9. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 9 says, 7 through 9. "Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain." A farmer has to be patient. Verse 8, "You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren." Notice how he says, "brethren, brethren, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door." That we may draw closer together. You see, he's speaking to the church. He's speaking to people, to saved people, in the book of James. That book does not tell us how to be saved. It tells us how we are to live once we're saved. Be patient with one another. See, you have a choice. We have a choice. When we are going through difficult times, you have a choice to draw away, become angry, to become bitter, be resentful. And when you're hurting, you want to hurt others. You can choose to be that way. Or you can choose, I can choose, let's draw closer together. Folks, we're going to go through some difficult times. Better wake up. You have choice. You can draw closer with your brothers and sisters in Christ and draw closer to the Lord Jesus, or you can choose to go the other way during difficult times. But the encouragement from Scripture is draw close together. Draw close together. Miss Shelby Hare says, a purpose is to draw closer together. Husbands and wives, parents and children, families, church families, draw closer together. This For God and Country, September the 10th, the churches in Vernon Baptist Association coming together, drawing closer together to exalt Jesus, to bring others to Him. Draw closer together. The last statement, that we may not take life for granted. Miss Shelby said that one. That we may not take life for granted. And I was reminded by a song by Tim McGraw. Live like you're dying. Live like you're dying. My brother Leonard, he battled the HIV virus for 14 years. You're not supposed to live that long when you have HIV. He did. He lived like he was dying. You and I need to live like we're dying, because we are. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But so many of us take life for granted. We assume that everything's going to be just fine next week, next month, next year. And we pour all of our efforts into things that will not last. We do not need to take life for granted. And that's a purpose of troubled times. The book of Job, I have two passages of Scripture, Job chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. That's a passage of Scripture that describes when Job received all the bad news of what had just happened. He lost all that he owned. And not only that, he lost all of his children. You know what God's Word said about Job? He worshiped God during that time. Naked I came and naked I shall go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in doing that, Job did not sin. Now, he was a sinner. If you read the beginning of the book, he sacrificed continually for his sin and for the sin of his children. He knew he was a sinner. But during that time of trouble, he did not sin with his lips. Job chapter 7, verses 20 through 21. Job is described as speaking to the watcher of men. And said, why won't you forgive me of my transgressions? What have I done to deserve this? Read it. He did not understand while he was experiencing the trouble that he was experiencing. He told God about it. He worshiped God through it. Job learned not to take life for granted during those troubled times. You see, we may be like Job. We may not understand why. We may not understand. But there is a purpose in it. We may have to wait till eternity to know the full purpose of it all. But there is a purpose. Why do I say that? Because God has a plan for your life and for my life. It's for good. He also promises that He will work good in all things. In all things on our behalf. There is a purpose. God has a plan. God has a purpose. And He works good in all of it. And what we do through those times of troubles will echo in all eternity. Purpose. So, my answer to you, do I know about the purpose of the trouble in your life and in my life all the time? I don't. You may not know either the purpose. But as a child of God, I do know this. Is to give Him glory, to mature us, to mature us. For us to realize life is just a vapor. We're just here for a little while. Just here. And to draw close to God and to each other. I do know, according to God's Word, those are some purposes of trouble. God's thoughts is so much higher than ours. Just think of the cross. How a cross, the most horrible execution that man could ever think of, the Roman cross, and how God came incarnate in the flesh. God the Son came from God the Father, dwelt among us without sin. He was beaten. He was nailed to the cross, an instrument of pain and death. And you wonder, what in the world is the purpose of that? But now we know. The purpose is for salvation for you and for me. Whosoever will may come to the fountain of life and drink. Whosoever will. That's the purpose. Have you came to that fountain? The fountain of life? The Lord Jesus Christ. I do want to tell you, when you're going through troubled times, we may be like that little boy. Jesus, hand me that can. He'll be with you. And the longer you'll be a Christian, the more you'll learn to trust in Him. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank You for Your precious Word. And Lord, how Your Word brings comfort to us. Lord, we may not understand everything. Lord, we know that You're ever present. And Lord, that we will be in eternity with You someday. What a day that will be. But Lord, right now, help us to trust in you. Help us to live by faith from one extreme to the next in our emotions. Help us to be faithful. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.